that. You know what I did about it? I stopped reading the newspaper. Now, whenever I want to read something, I just pick up one of those sports magazines. No bad news in there.
4.
It's almost impossible to get across the city in less than an hour and a half during rush hour. There are too many cars and vehicles on the roads. There are only 2 freeways, and they just can't handle the traffic. The only thing that moves quickly in this city is the subway. That's why I took an apartment right next to the subway station.
5.
One of the biggest problems we face is garbage. Where can we put it all? In the past, everything used to get buried in giant landfills. But in many countries today, the landfills are full and there is no room to start new ones. That's why I started recycling my garbage. I do it every week. It's really the only solution.
6.
In the future, everyone will have to live in giant high-rise buildings if they want to live in cities. These new buildings might be 100 stories tall or more. If cities keep getting bigger, the only way they can expand is upward. I can't stand crowded cities myself. That's why I moved to a small town in the country.
3. Let's listen. Task 1. What issues are these people talking about? Listen and circle the correct answer. 1.
I grew up around here, and the river has always been really polluted. Industries were dumping all sorts of chemicals and waste into the water, so the river really smelled bad. You wouldn't even think of swimming there. Well, I decided to do something about it. My neighbors and I wrote a letter to the mayor asking him to force these industries to clean up the river. I really hope the government listens to us.
2.
Over the last few years, we've been having much hotter summers and warmer winters. When I was a kid here, we used to have a lot of fluffy, white snow on Christmas. Now we don't get that. And there hasn't been much rain for a couple of years. I guess this is the effect of that global warming I keep hearing about in the news. That's why we've decided to move to Chicago. There's plenty of snow and rain up there.
3.
When did the world get so crazy? That's what I'd like to know. For years, I thought everything was fine. Now all I read about in the newspaper is countries fighting each other, and dropping bombs, and explosions, and terrible things like that.